In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our gospel reading, Matthew says, when Jesus heard what had happened to John the Baptist, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place, a desert place. When I hear that this description of that place makes me think about the Badlands out in western South Dakota. Big, open, vast, empty, unending landscape. It is a place that is absolutely beautiful. It is wonderful if you happen to be traveling along on a nice paved road in your air-conditioned car. But it can also be a place that is intimidating. It could be frightening or lonely. It could be terrifying if you found yourself out on some gravel road on those Badlands and you saw that your fuel tank was on E. Or maybe if you were out hiking on one of the dirt paths out there in the Badlands, and as you were out there on your hike miles from your vehicle, you saw the clouds starting to gather and a storm starting to roll in. It could be downright frightening if you could imagine yourself 150 years ago as one of those pioneers traveling across that landscape in a horse-drawn wagon. In those kinds of settings and in those kinds of places, the possibility of the danger of those solitary and desert places, the possibility of being lost and getting swallowed up by the vastness of that great big world, it can seem just terrifying. Solitary desert places, they can be daunting, intimidating. They can be unforgiving. And the thing about these solitary and desert and desolate places, these kinds of places aren't just limited to the Badlands out in western South Dakota. No, sometimes we can find that the solitary, desert, and desolate places can start to encroach upon us, and they can start to move in on us wherever we are. In a suburban home, a small town, or a city. Sometimes you can suddenly find yourself in one of those solitary and desolate places, maybe as you look out over this world, and then you start to see all the great big forces that are at work. You start to see those market forces and those global events that are shifting and changing all the time, and it makes you wonder and it makes you worry, what does this mean for my job or for my business? Or what is going to happen about that retirement savings? What's going to happen to those life savings, that nest egg that I have built up for myself over all these years that seems like it's suddenly now just being buried under this avalanche of inflation? Or maybe sometimes you can find yourself in one of those solitary and desolate places as you look out over the breakneck pace of change in technology. All these changes that are happening, everything that's going on around us, and it just seems like it's all changing so quickly, and it just makes you wonder, where is it going? Where is it going to lead? It makes you scratch your head. It makes you feel like you're getting left behind. So often we're reading news and trying to understand what is right and what's real and what's true anymore. As we're inundated by this constant barrage of information that's flowing to us through our social media accounts that seem like they're designed to make us feel more separated, more isolated, and more alone, as so much of this news that flows to us just seems like it fuels anger and division. We start to feel less and less connected. The sense of community starts to slip away. We feel more isolated, more alone, anonymous. more empty. Those solitary, desolate desert places start to move in. They get closer and closer. They move into the heart and the mind and the soul, the spirit, the emotions. We become parched and starved, dealing with all of these things, wrestling with the sense of disconnection. And in the midst of all that, we all have our own personal struggles. We have the emotional struggles. We have our health struggles. There is this unrelenting stream of more and more that just floods us. The bad news, the setbacks, the disappointments, the shame and the guilt as we think about the past, the regrets that we have, the doubts that start to settle in, the fear, the worry, the concern. As we look outside and we look within us and we feel that scarcity, being worried about not having enough, worried about not being enough, having to live in the midst of a silence that seems like it just refuses to offer any sort of answer or any kind of solution, a silence that just leaves you wondering and worrying and waiting. Almost a century ago, the New England poet Robert Frost found himself in a place like that. He found himself in one of those solitary, desolate, and deserted places. He was struggling with depression. He was dealing with a creative block. The words just weren't coming to him. And in that moment and in that time, he wrote a poem. A poem that the title of the poem was Desert Places, and the concluding lines of that poem that Robert Frost wrote were this. It says, "You cannot scare me with those empty spaces between stars and on stars where no human race is. I have it in me much nearer home to scare myself with my own desert places." These solitary and desolate places, they are vast enough and they are big enough to contain multitudes. Many, many people. Many, many people who are there, they're in proximity to one another, but yet they are far apart and isolated and lonely. And their fears and their worries and their needs and their wants, looking for something, seeking something, looking for some answers, looking for some hope. Solitary, desolate places. In our gospel reading for today, we see that in the midst of all of this, in all of this, in those most unlikely and inhospitable places that you could ever possibly imagine, in that solitary, desolate place, there comes Jesus. There is Jesus. There is Jesus, even in that place, this place where he seems so out of place. What in the world is he doing in a place like this? Well, our gospel reading tells us that when Jesus landed in that place, when he landed in that solitary, desolate place, and he saw the large crowd, he saw the people who were there, he had compassion on them. Over and over and time again, this is who our Lord is. This is who our Jesus is. This is what he does. He shows up in those places where you do not expect him to be, where it seems like he does not belong, in those desolate places where it seems like he has absolutely nothing to work with. He's facing meager resources, but it doesn't matter. He just shows up into those big, vast spaces, into the midst of all that confusion and the fear and the uncertainty, into the anonymity and into that loneliness. that seems to be so large and it overshadows you and it feels like it's just going to devour you and it's going to swallow you up, into all of that, there comes Jesus. Into the workplace, into the uncertainty and the dissatisfaction and the fear of the future, the fear that you have about your financial resources, into the hospital room, into the clinic, into the surgery, into the cancer care center, into all of that, there comes Jesus. Into those quiet places where you just sit alone with your fears and your doubts and your worries about that future, about your mortality. In those quiet places where you sit with your shame and your guilt and your regret over your past and your sins, into all of those places that you do not want anybody to see, in all of those places you don't want anybody to know about, especially Jesus, all those places that you don't want anybody to see, anybody to know about because you're embarrassed by what's there, the mess, the meagerness, the scarcity, how little there is, into all of this, into those places of want and fear and need, there comes Jesus. Into those places where there is nothing to work with, where it seems like it is just ridiculously hopeless, he comes. And all he brings is himself. But that is more than enough. He brings himself into those desert places. He comes to those large crowds. He sees their wants. He sees their needs. He sees our wants and our needs as well. Scarcity. Everything that is missing. And he does something absolutely remarkable. He takes it all up in his hands. And he blesses it. And he supplies in abundance. More than enough. More than we could ever need. More than enough to satisfy everyone and everything. Just think about it. Think about the vastness of your own sins. The vastness of your sins, those vastness of that, the sins that you regret, the guilt and the shame that you carry with you, all of those sins, the vastness of those sins, it is all forgiven by the blood that sheds from that hand that blesses. The vastness of your doubt and your confusion and your uncertainty about the future, all of that is answered in his never-failing faithfulness and his unending promises that he makes to you and that he delivers to you. The vastness of your fears over work and finances and your health. The vastness of your fears over all of those things, Jesus holds them close to himself. He takes them up. He takes them upon himself. And he says to you, just wait and watch and see how it is that I am going to lead you through this, that I am going to guide you, and that I am going to provide everything that you need. The vastness of your loneliness and your silence, all that you have done, all that you lack, all of this is covered by his abundant grace and love. These desert, solitary, desolate places, these broken places are met and matched, and they are overwhelmed by the compassion and the comfort that Jesus brings. The compassion and the comfort that he brings and that he provides. And he provides it in abundance. It fills everything that is empty. It supplies everything that is lacking. His cross and his resurrection deliver to us his abundance. his forgiveness, his life, and his hope. And it leads you and I into a place where we have that eternal promise of eternal life and eternal blessings that know no end. But we don't just have to wait for that day, because it is also really, truly yours right here and right now. As our Savior takes us and leads us and guides us into a life right here and right now, a life that is filled with hope and a life that is filled with purpose, because it is His love and His grace and His promise that takes us and changes us, and it transforms us into people of purpose. His purpose, with an abundance, with His abundance, the abundance of His grace and the abundance of the gifts that He gives to us, the abundance of His love, the abundance of His mercy, the abundance of His promise, the abundance that He gives through the cross and through the resurrection, that covers all of our sins and it promises us eternal life. It is that abundance that our Lord and Savior has that He gives to us. He grants it to us through the promise of our baptism in the bread and the wine that we receive in this Lord's Supper, in the promise of His Word where He speaks it to us over and over and over again. It is this goodness, it is this grace, it is this love that reaches across and stretches across all the emptiness, the separation, the loneliness, and the alienation. It connects us to Him, and it also connects us to each other. As we receive His comfort, as we see His compassion, as we share that comfort and compassion that we have received through the grace, through the forgiveness, and through the love of our crucified and risen Savior, Christ Jesus our Lord. And now may He who provides in such great abundance, meeting all of our needs, granting us good things, may He who has begun this good work, may He guide and guard and direct us as we live in Him, as we trust in Him, as we live in faith and hope, receiving everything from His hand and rejoicing in these good gifts that He gives to life everlasting. Amen.